You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of Brevard.
We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good day to you, Brevard County. Thank you for joining us here on the Refresh radio program. My name is Bob Arthurs. I pastor Merritt Assembly of God, 165 North Grove Street in Merritt Island, Florida. And recently, I was going back and listening to some older programs, and I pretty much have that same opening every single program, which reminded me of a conversation I had to show my identification someplace many, many years ago, and the person that I handed it to said, "Robert Arthurs, are you Bob Arthurs from the Refresh radio program?" And I said, "Yes." And they said, "Well, you don't sound the same." And I said, "Well, good morning, Brevard County, or good day, Brevard County. How are you today? This is Bob Arthurs from the Refresh." "Yep, that's you." And it's just one of those things. I want you to have a good day. Some of you listen of a morning. Some of you listen of an evening. And I do pray that as you are in the hustle and bustle of the last couple of days here before Christmas, that you will stay safe on the road, that you will let the joy and the peace of Jesus Christ manifest in your life. And I pray that you have a blessed Christmas season and a happy new year. So just in the way of a little bit of awareness of what's going to be happening over the next week or so, we will have our Christmas Eve communion service. That'll be Christmas Eve, amazingly enough, tomorrow night. And that'll be at 6 o'clock. It'll last till 7. We sing Christmas carols. We read the Christmas story. We celebrate communion. And all of that takes less than an hour. And so we'd love to have you come and be a part of that. From Christmas Day until January the 2nd, we are going to be airing some rebroadcast. We do a few things around the church during that period of time. We have Sunday morning service. We don't have Wednesday night service on Christmas or on New Year's Eve. New Year's Eve. We do have service on Christmas Eve. And so just so you know, one of the programs will talk about New Year's Day 2023, I believe it is. And so just so you'll know, there's going to be some rebroadcasts that take place during that time. That way you're not caught off guard or saying, you know, this, he just gave the wrong year or whatever. Would like to say thank you to the folks of Wyrick Air. Wyrick Air is based in Rockledge, Florida. For 50 years or around 50 years, they've been providing professional sales, services, and repairs for air conditioning, heating, and electrical challenges. They work in residential settings and some light commercial settings. They provide emergency service when necessary. They always strive to provide their customers with the best service possible at an affordable price. If you're looking for a Christian company that treats their customers right, takes care of the problem, prepares them for what may be, you know, coming in the days ahead, you know, they looked at a situation. We had one of our air conditioning units, and they said, "Pastor, you know, we're able to fix it this time, but you're going to need to be setting aside some money for a new unit." And so we did. And then we had them come out and do the work at a time when they weren't going to be, you know, super hot or anything like that. Wyrick Air, Dennis pastors a church in Central Florida. Great folks, love Jesus, love people. And they are very, very good at what they do. Their license number is CAC 182-1309. And if you're looking for an air conditioning service company that you can trust, they may be a great resource for you to consider. So we're going to be in Psalm 145. So today and tomorrow And then from Christmas Day on through January 2nd will be some rebroadcasts, just to keep you aware. Psalm 145 has this header in my Bible, a praise of David. I will extol you, my God, O King, and I will bless your name forever and ever. Every day I will bless you, and I will praise your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall praise your works to another, and shall declare your mighty acts. I will meditate on the glorious splendor of your majesty and on your wondrous works. Men shall speak of the might of your awesome acts, and I will declare your greatness. They shall utter the memory of your great goodness and shall sing of your righteousness. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger and great in mercy. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. All your works shall praise you, O Lord, and your saints shall bless you. They shall speak of the glory of your kingdom and talk of your power, to make known to the sons of men his mighty acts and the glorious majesty of his kingdom. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures throughout all generations. The Lord upholds all who fall and raises up all who are bowed down. The eyes of all look expectantly to you, and you give them their food in due season. You open your hand and satisfy the desire of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in all his ways, gracious in all his works. The Lord is near to all who call upon him, to all who call upon him in truth. He will fulfill the desire of those who fear him. He also will hear their cry and save them. The Lord preserves all who love him, but all the wicked he will destroy. My mouth shall speak the praise of the Lord, and all flesh shall bless his holy name forever and ever. So just want to start off here. David says, I will extol you, my God, O King. That means, that word extol means to make exalted. It's not that we are creating his exaltation. He is already exalted. What extol means is that we are putting him in his rightful place, that we are putting him above all other things in our life, whether that is possessions, whether it's finances, whether it's relationships. We make God the highest priority. That was one of the secrets of David's life, is that he was a man after God's own heart, and he wanted God to be in the highest place. I was hearing a message that was preached one time, and it was talking about the desire that David had to be in the presence of God. And I'd never heard that before. Not that I didn't think that David wanted to be in the presence of the Lord, but just how motivated he was. It prompted his actions. He wanted God to be exalted to the highest place. And for David as the king, he recognizes that there was a king above him. I have had conversations through the years, and I remember one conversation where a person said, you know, that's the day to go to church. That's my day. And I want you to know that it's supposed to be the day of the Lord. As believers, actually every day is the Lord's day. And it's not that God wants us to go all of the time. He wants us to honor him with rest. And I've shared with you how I was praying one time and God said, do you believe in tithing? And I said, yes, I do. And we could have that conversation. I believe the tithe is holy. It belongs to God. And I'm just a steward of it. I'm just taking it from where he's placed it and putting it to where he wants it. That's what I believe. That's not just true of the tithe, but that's true of everything I have in my life. And so I've had things that God said, I want you to give that away. And at first I was a little reluctant, not that I'm reluctant to give. I bless people all the time. But that particular occasion, I had my own plans for that. And through a set of circumstances that were not negative, they were just informative, God said, I want you to give that to them. And I said, yes, sir. My wife said, yes, sir. And we did. So I got no problem with tithe. God said, do you believe in tithing? I said, yes. He said, so you believe that I can take 90% of what financial resources you have and I can make it go further than 100% in your hands? I said, yes, sir, I do. He said, do you think you could trust me that way with your time? And in all honesty, there have been huge seasons in my life where I ended up doing more than what I was supposed to be doing on what was supposed to be my day to rest in the Lord. And when God challenged me, it's like, okay, I'm going to be very intentional about that. I want God's authority to be over my authority. I want His word to be over my word, what He wants to be over what I want. And so I want Him exalted to the highest place. It says in verse number 2 here, David writes, every day I will bless you and I will praise your name forever and ever. The word bless there means to bless or to kneel. Now, some of us don't kneel as easily as we once did physically. But it doesn't mean that we cannot position our heart in a kneeling before the Lord, where we honor Him as the person of ultimate authority in our life. And so I want to challenge you to start every day. It's best if you start it this way. If you don't, then as soon as it comes to mind, I want to encourage you to do this. Find something that you can praise and bless the Lord for in your life. What we're going to see here in Psalm 145 is that there are a lot of different things to praise the Lord for. Some of it has to do with His character. Some of it has to do with the things He is able to do for us. Some of it has to do with things that He's able to make happen in our life. So choose to do that every day. I had a conversation with a person one time, and they talked about how they had a strategy in their life that forced them into a physical position where they honored God to begin the day. And I thought, man, that's a great idea. And so whatever strategy you've got in mind, maybe it's a note on the coffee pot. If the coffee pot is one of the first places that you go, you know, it could be starting off as simple as saying, God, I want to praise you that the coffee pot is working today. My wife has a coffee cup, and it says, how do I take my coffee? Very, very seriously. That's her. She's more of the coffee drinker than what I am. However it is, you might want to put a note up on the mirror. You might want to put a little sign before you walk out the door to challenge you and make it something that it is not rote, R-O-T-E, where it's just something that you say, God, I want to praise you today. Amen. And out the door. Find something every day that you can be intentional in praising God and say, I don't want to stop this. So during the holidays, there was a person that I am acquainted with. I don't really know them. I have interacted with them on a few visits out of state. And they started off back before Thanksgiving about finding something to be thankful for every day. And they just kept it going. And so I want to encourage you, praise the name of God. And it should be something that you're not reluctant about. That word praise describes the action of shouting for joy. And doesn't mean that when everybody's sleeping in the house that you should get up at 4:30 in the morning and yell, praise the Lord, at the top of your lungs. But it should be something that you want to express with the fullness of your being, that God has made your life a joy and in the place of the misery and the heartache and the ruin that sin makes a person's life. And so verse number 3 says, great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. God is great in magnitude and he is great in extent. The word for great in the New Testament is mega. And God is greater than everything. The word greatly to be praised means that he is the God whose praise is abundant, that it is a mighty praise. It is an exceedingly praise. It's over the top. It is extravagant. And, you know, probably one of the things that I really want to try and motivate people to do in their walk with God is to not give God their least, not just give God their leftovers or their scraps, but to give God their best. And I will tell you that when you give God your best, it will never be wasted. It will be appreciated. It will be remembered forever. God never, ever forgets. And so praise him greatly. Praise him greatly. There's an interesting phrase here at the end of verse number 3, and it says, and his greatness is unsearchable. And so when I look at that word, I think of it as it's going to be one of those things that no matter how long you pursue it, no matter how many different areas of your life you are examining for the greatness of God, you're never going to run out of places where God's greatness is not seen. When you look into the microscope, no matter how powerful they get, you're still going to see the greatness of God. When you look into a telescope, no matter how far out you're able to search, I believe you are still going to find the greatness of God supersedes everything that you've ever known before. So here a few weeks ago, I was teaching on Wednesday night out of Revelation chapter 19, and it was talking about the secret names that Jesus has that no one knows but he himself, and how what that means is that there are aspects of the nature and the goodness and the holiness of God that no man has experienced yet. It's not that Jesus is keeping it a secret. It's just that it hasn't been disclosed yet. Heaven is not going to be boring. It is going to be the adventure of a lifetime. Not as we take crazy risks, but instead as we explore the new facets of God's holiness, his greatness, his compassion, and his mercy. One other way that this word unsearchable was described was that when you begin to search God's greatness, that everything else, all of your possessions, all of the things that seem important, that they are all going to appear to be as nothing, that they are going to have no value whatsoever compared to the greatness of God. And so this Christmas season, may God be great in your life. The old expression, wise men still seek him, is still true. Seek him. Seek him. I think that a greater encounter with Jesus would be a fantastic Christmas present for me, for you, and for all believers. May his greatness be sought after in our life, but I pray that we never get content with whatever we've experienced so far. I hope that we live each day realizing that the best of our relationship with God is still to come. Praise in verse number 4 should be generational. One generation shall praise your works to another and shall declare your mighty acts. I will meditate on the glorious splendor of your majesty and on your wondrous works. You and I, we are fearfully and wonderfully made. And I pray that one of the ways that we praise God to the generations that are coming after us is that they see the work of God in us, that they see that we are his workmanship, that he's done amazing things in us and through us. So meditate on that. By the way, that word meditate is got some negative connotations because of some ungodly practices. Ungodly meditation says, empty yourself of every thought and let whatever comes to you fill that. No, that's not what I want at all. That's not what biblical meditation. Biblical meditation says, I'm going to fill my mind with the word of God and the God of his word, and he is going to be the one who determines the things that I think about. So in doing that, we take an active meditation for believers is an active thought process where we say, I am going to meditate on the glorious splendor of your majesty. The fact that God is divine royalty. He is majestically arrayed. His power is beyond description. So men shall speak. This is verse number 6. Men shall speak of the might of your awesome acts. I will declare your greatness. They shall utter the memory of your great goodness and shall sing of your righteousness. As we praise God, don't forget to praise him for being a righteous God, that he acts in absolute moral integrity, uprightness. Everything he does is just and true. Don't just talk about it, sing about it. You know, let it be your song. I had a song that I wrote years ago during a time of early morning prayer, which was very, very difficult with my schedule back then. And I wrote that, and here several months ago, I went in to the sanctuary and I was just going to spend some time in the presence. And all of a sudden I had a little bit of a difficult time recalling all of the words. I keep their words written down. And I remember praying as like, God, I don't want to lose my song. And pretty soon all of the words came back, and you know, the melody is not complex. And I was like, God, I just don't want to lose the song that you blessed me with. It's not a song that you're going to find published anyplace. Recording artists aren't lining up to sing it. The only person who sings it is me. It's my song to the Lord. And I said, I don't want to lose my song. Whatever you're facing right now, I want to encourage you, do not lose your song of praise for the goodness of God, for his intervening in your life, for his nature, his plans for you. Continue to praise God. There's a little bit of time here. Let's look at verse number 8. It says, the Lord is gracious and full of compassion. This word gracious is a word that's only used as an attribute of God, and this description is one who hears the cry of the hopelessly bankrupt. It's not talking about a financial bankruptcy. It's talking about people who have come to realize that apart from God, we have no hope. But thank God, he is gracious, not to the people who can bring something that is missing in his life to the table. He's a God who has no lack. We can never make him better. He is perfection personified. So when he operates in our life, it is always in our best interest. Being in the center of God's will is absolutely the best place to be. So you can praise him for his nature. Here it says he is gracious. He's full of compassion. He is moved with compassion. It's not just something that is a secret that is going on in his heart that no one has seen, but it is his compassion and his love that motivates his actions. The reason that Jesus was born in a manger is because God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes on him should not perish, but should have everlasting life. Everything about the Christmas story is motivated by God's great compassion. It says he's slow to anger. Now, I don't know if you've ever known someone in your life that was not the way you would describe them, where you might say they were quick to anger. The Bible encourages us not only to be aware that God is slow to anger, or it takes him a long time to get there, but that you and I are also supposed to be slow to anger. And it also means that God here, slow to anger and great in mercy. You and I can praise God right now that he is a merciful God. Someone once said, I don't deserve this. And I asked them this question. I said, have you ever done something wrong that you did not get caught or did not get corrected for? And they said, oh yeah, a lot of times. And I said, well, let's praise God for his mercy. His mercy is when we are do something and we don't get it. And his grace is when he pours out a blessing upon us that we do not deserve. Here's a great way to end the program here today. The Lord, the God of the universe, the God who is, this word is so revered that many people would not even mention it, would not even try and pronounce it because they were afraid they would offend him in getting it wrong. It says, the Lord is good to all. That means whatever is going on right now in your life, you can take this to the bank. God is good. I can tell you this, God is good to Bob. God is good to you. He is good to everybody. There are bad things that happen in this world. We live in a fallen world, but we have a God who wants to manifest his goodness and his greatness in his life. I pray today that you will find a brand new reason to praise his holy name. Praise him every day. We'll see you tomorrow right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed. Thank you.